and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Compares optimized pricing of top carriers. Xfinity Internet required.
Travel show. Yeah, it's time to set sail around the world. We talk travel, dream travel, where everything travel. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the Disney dog himself, John Potter. Our Argentinian gaucho is getting ready to leave for South America. And our dear friend Brent Jensen, vice president of Morris Columbus Travel, is here with us today. Brent, welcome to the Travel Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We got a great show lined up. We're going to be talking about the biggest and best travel expo. Well, I guess I shouldn't say the world, but certainly in the Intermountain area, the Utah Travel Expo, and how you can score some free tickets. A recently retired airline pilot gives his travel advice. And what is the state of cruising now? And some new cabins have just opened up on our Hawaii-Tahiti cruise. And we'll be joined later in the show by Dan Hone, who is the expert on all things in the Holy Land and the Middle East. Well, Brent, it's a wonderful to have you back on the show.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to be on your show,
Now,
Larry.
Since you're the vice president of Morris Columbus Travel, do we have to call you boss, sir?
No, I empty the garbage cans just like everyone else, so it's okay.
I actually, John, what I thought he was going to say is, no, only you, Larry, have to call me that.
That's right. Yeah, Brent's very down-to-earth. We just love Brent.
How are you doing today, you. John?
Doing good.
Everything's good?
Everything's good.
You're still pulling your hair out? You've got a few strands left.
Yes, and it's going grayer and grayer.
Well, you know, Brent, the Utah Travel Expo is what, it's 26th year now?
26 years, and I'm happy to say I've been here for every single one of those. It's been a fun ride.
Now, it's my understanding, and we've been talking about this for some weeks now, that there will be over 100 travel-related companies and vendors at the Utah Travel Expo in the Salt Lake event.
Correct, and about 50 at the St. George show, so they're both going to be fantastic shows.
Now, in St. George, it's Wednesday, January 26th, where?
At the Hilton Garden Inn, which is right next to the convention center there, and it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And admission in St. George is free.
Is free.
Now, the only thing better than cheap is free. Okay, now in Salt Lake, it's at the Mountain America Expo Center, which is in Sandy, and the dates on that?
Are January 28th and 29th.
That's a Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. Yeah, Friday from 2 to 8 and Saturday 10 to 5.
Now, there's over 100 travel-related companies, but if we drill down to, say, airlines, cruise lines, resorts, tour companies, there's over 80 airlines, cruise lines.
Exactly. And that's a great way for you to come and plan. A lot of people call us and say, gosh, what should I do for my next vacation? This is a chance for you to come to the Travel Expo, to talk to all those vendors, and then to book with the Morris Columbus advisor right there on site.
You know what's really nice about the Utah Travel Expo? And by the way, details, John, are at what website?
UtahTravelExpo.com.
UtahTravelExpo.com. What's nice, Brent, about coming is you can sit down right with the representatives of various airlines. Delta Vacations will be there, which is the vacation arm of Delta Airlines. Cruise representatives, resorts, tour companies, and you can ask them your questions. You know, many people have talked to a particular resort. Is this the right mix or fit for my family? And they get the information firsthand. It's very different than Googling it on your website.
Absolutely. It's a chance for you to sit down, as you mentioned, Larry, and talk to these people specifically. You might have two or three different options that you're looking at. You come to the travel show, you weigh the options, and then again, you can talk to John or someone else at the Travel Expo and book it right there with the Morris Columbus advisor.
All right. Now, here is the really cool part of the show. There are hourly prize drawings. What are some of the prizes that will be given away?
So this was a fun thing, Larry. I had a chance to meet with a lot of our vendors and put together these packages and these prizes. We have free cruises. We have free trips to Hawaii. We've got two international airline tickets courtesy of Delta Airlines. We've got hotel stays. We've got just a myriad of things. Every hour on the hour, we're going to be giving away a major prize. Over $25,000 in free prizes. It might as well be you that wins some of those.
Well, that's what I thought, John. Somebody's going to win these.
Yeah, and they say we can't win them. I don't understand why not.
And for our listeners, someone's going to get it.
Absolutely.
All right, now, let me ask you, and you give me a really straight answer. if I fill out an entry and staple a $20 bill to it, does it help my chances?
It'll help my children's college fund.
You know, I got to tell you about, I'm not a lucky contestant. And I would be very unlucky in Las Vegas. So I'm attending this industry event, which was just travel professionals, and it was for the Asia-Pacific Rim countries. And they had all the airlines there, Cathay Pacific out of Hong Kong, Japan Airlines, Korean Airlines, Garuda Indonesian Airlines, Air China, and then, of course, Delta United. All the airlines were there. And so the airlines are having a drawing, and they're giving away prizes. And, you know, Japan Airlines, 2 tickets to Tokyo. Korean Airlines, 2 tickets to Seoul. And they're all giving away tickets. Cathay Pacific, which is the international carrier based out of Hong Kong, and one of the best airlines in the world. I mean, they are classy. They draw my name.
Wow.
And they call me up. Now, everybody, and it was one of the last ones, I was getting 2 free tickets. I'm thinking, I'm going to Hong Kong. I got a Chinese cookbook. Seriously, they were the only airline that did not give away tickets.
No.
I still have that Chinese cookbook.
Good for you.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, now, the St. George event is free. You just walk in.
Correct.
But the Salt Lake event is a ticketed event. You can get tickets, you can purchase them $6. Kids 17 and under are always free. At UtahTravelExpo.com. We're going to let out a secret. Brian will probably have both of our heads for this.
That's okay. We're living on the edge, Larry.
My whole life. If you want to score free tickets and not buy them, I mean, after all, we do live in Utah.
We do.
Where the polite word is pioneer frugality. I'll leave the correct word to your imagination. But there are some free tickets out there.
There certainly are. And we're going to talk about that in our next segment with one of our guests, when we're going to mention a way that you can receive free admission to the travel show on our next segment.
Well, that'll be very good. So that's the UtahTravelExpo.com. There's an interesting article recently appeared with a retired airline pilot of 42 years with American Airlines. And he has some advice that I thought was pretty good. And so this is an airlines pilot's travel advice. Tell me what you think. Never book a trip with a connecting flight or a change of planes unless absolutely necessary.
I agree 100%. I'm going to see my son in a couple weeks. I have an option to take a direct flight or a nonstop or a connection. I'm going definitely on the nonstop flight.
Now, if you have to make a connection, don't book the connecting or change of planes flight. That's the last flight of the day. As a backup, John, why do you want to make sure that you've at least got one later flight after yours?
Well, if you miss the flight and that was the last flight out, you're spending the night. So if there's other options for later flights, you definitely want to do that.
Yeah, the pilot said, if you're going to take a connecting flight, if possible, make the connecting flight early to mid-morning. And one of the things that he did not add, but I have added, is we appreciate all of the airlines that fly into our respective airports. The more air service, usually the more flights and better prices you're going to get. But there are some benefits of flying a hub airline, be it United Frontier out of Denver, be it Delta out of Salt Lake. And no disrespect to other airlines, but a hub airline where, for example, here in Salt Lake, over 50% of the flights are on Delta Airlines. If your flight is canceled, you have more opportunities to get to your final destination.
Absolutely. Larry, if I can add one thing to that too, pay attention to how much connecting time you have. If you're a little bit slower and you're going through Atlanta and you have a 35 or 40 minute connecting time, that might be illegal connecting time, but that might not be enough time for you to make that next flight.
Even if it's delayed.
Correct.
And by the way, airlines deem a flight on time is within 15 minutes. Well, that can be very, very critical. Another one, when he was a pilot, he had free parking. Now he has to pay for it. Airport parking fees can be outrageous. How do we attack that one, John?
You go to Park and Jet.
20% discount if you go to our website. I know it's on columbusvacations.com. Is it on morrismurdoch.com yet?
It is. It's on both of those. And obviously, eventually, we're going to be combining both of those websites.
20% discount. Or if you don't have the coupon, simply as you drive out of Park and Jet at the Salt Lake Airport, mention, I want the Columbus Travel
discount. It's actually
discount.
MCT is the discount code now. MCT. Morris Columbus Travel.
And lastly, TSA PreCheck is an absolute. Well, stay tuned. We've got the Director of Business Development, Reiner Marks, our good friend from Viking Cruises, coming up next right here on The Travel Show.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops with breaking news. Windows 11 is now here. It's fast, it's beautiful, and it's super secure. So let's make sure your computer is ready to run it. If your computer isn't powerful enough, we'll show you what you need to upgrade in your old computer to make it run perfectly. If we can't upgrade your old PC to run Windows 11, we'll buy it from you and give you a credit towards any new PC laptop's computer. Now, our computers start at only $29 a month, and we have 12-month special financing. Windows 11 is simply awesome! Bring your old computer into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we really love you. PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com.
Visit your friends. We're in this together.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the Disney dog himself, John Potter, and Brent Jensen, Vice President of Morris Columbus Travel. Brent, we have a dear friend of ours with us today.
We do. One of my closest friends who I love dearly and just has been a wonderful BDM throughout the years.
You know, last week here on The Travel Show, one of the travel tips I gave is that unless you absolutely have to go to Hawaii this March or Europe this summer, unless you have to do it, make a list of 5 or 10 of your favorite vacation ideas. And then just wait for the deal to come along. And you don't have to wait very long. I think on everyone's bucket list is a Europe River cruise.
If it's not, it should be, Larry. As we know, this is one of the greatest vacations you can ever take.
And the king of river cruises himself, Reiner Marks, Director of Business Development for Viking Cruises, is with us today. Reiner, welcome to The Travel Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Viking Cruises, which I believe has become a household name, is a very unique cruise company as you offer both river and ocean cruises. I don't know anybody else that does that.
That is very true. That is absolutely true. A unique opportunity to even do like a back-to-back. You can start a river cruise and do an ocean cruise right afterwards do it with the same company. It's a really unique position to be in. It's a wonderful experience.
Well, both on the river and the ocean, where do you sail?
Gosh, we are all over the world with our ocean vessels, of course, all the regions of the world. You can do from an eight-day journey in the Mediterranean up to a world cruise around the globe, everything in between. On rivers, we started years ago in Russia, but we quickly expanded into Europe, Rhine, Danube, France, everything between 8 and 22 days. We're in Egypt, Vietnam, I mean, all over the world, every major river pretty much.
So, Reiner, as Larry mentioned, Viking is probably arguably the one of the most well-known brands in the entire world. What is the Viking difference? What sets you apart from other cruise lines? What do you feel?
I think we include the things that guests really are, the things that guests want and look for. We don't include things that people don't necessarily need, right? So we, over 22, 23 years in business, we have very much found out the things that our guests are looking forward to have included, like daily shore excursions, the Wi-Fi. And everyone wants to blog from the ship and wants to stay in touch with home. Your waters, your TV programming, entertainment. I mentioned the daily shore excursion. These kind of things are what Viking includes. You know, the focus on the destination, art, music, culture, history, literature, those kind of excursions is what a traveler can look forward on Viking.
We're speaking to Reiner Marx, Director of Business Development with Viking Cruises. Now, Reiner, you know, I mentioned that at the top of this show, and I tell people all the time, make your bucket list of your favorite vacation ideas, and a deal will soon come down, floating down the river. And Viking has been offering some of the best promotions that I've seen. What currently are your best promotions and discounts at Viking Cruises?
Great question. We are offering currently up to free round trip air internationally. Some itineraries completely free, others are heavily discounted. That's for river and oceans. That's for 2022-23. And of course, let's not forget about the Morris Murder Columbus travel offer that we have, the exclusive offer for the upcoming travel show. There's $100 shipper credit per person with every booking made 2 weeks past the show.
And of course, that shipboard credit is, it's like free money to spend on board.
So, Reiner, on a personal note, I know this question, but how did you get started in the cruise line business? How did you get started with Viking?
Great question. I used to be a chef and later on became a hotel manager. So I didn't necessarily start in sales and business development. It was more in onboard operations. Started traveling on the ships for many, many years. I think it was a total of 18 years. Met my wife there. So we're one of those couples.
Wow. And as a follow-up question, John and I get asked this all the time. I've never been on a river cruise before. What are the first two rivers I should start off with? And if I've cruised before, what are some of the other itineraries you suggest?
Great question, Brent. I would definitely highlight the Rhine getaway. This is the Rhine. Any of the Rhine itineraries are a great way to start. You have a lot of sites, a lot of stops along the way. That is hands down the most popular itinerary. And then secondly, if you want to narrow it down to two, I would probably offer the Danube River. These are the top rivers. Or the 15 days that has Rhine and Danube, the Grand European. I mean, these three alone make up a lot of the cruises that first-time travelers do with Viking.
You know, I love the Danube, I love the Rhine, but I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Let's come back to North America. It's my understanding you're going to start sailing the mighty Mississippi.
Yes, we are. This is a very, very exciting project for us. The Mississippi starts this year. Our maiden voyage is coming up quickly. America's heartland. We're doing St. Paul all the way to New Orleans. 8-day itineraries. There's 3 8-days and 1 15-day, the whole river from St. Paul all the way to New Orleans. Very exciting.
Gotcha. Reiner, tell us about the safety protocols that you have on board right now.
Yes, that's a great question and very important. We need to talk about this. Viking has actually, I think we are the only cruise company in the world that has a full-fledged PCR laboratory on board with technicians. I did some research. There's one other vessel in the world that has a PCR laboratory, and that's the U.S. Navy vessel. I came up with one other ship. So all the Viking ocean ships have these laboratories on board, and we can, if necessarily, do daily testing. and really make sure that everybody on board is safe. We can track
those. I was going to say healthy yep. and safe. We've been speaking to Reiner Marks, Director of Business Development with Viking Cruises. Now, you can meet Reiner face-to-face. You'll be at the Utah Travel Expo, correct?
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to it. Reiner, thank you so much for joining us here on the Travel Show. You were talking about health and safety protocols. We actually will be talking in the very next segment of why we consider river and ocean cruising absolutely, positively, the safest travel option out there today. Reiner Marks, Business Development Director with Viking Cruises. We'll see you at the Utah Travel Expo, Reiner.
According to scientific research, the brain begins to decrease memory and cognitive skills as early as your mid-30s. Recent advances have discovered an incredible memory breakthrough that's been anticipated for years. This discovery has seen memory repair in 21 days or less, with a huge boost in concentration and performance. This memory brain booster is called Neuroxin. Neuroxin is now conducting a national memory research survey on improved brain performance, and you can participate. Participants have witnessed an increase in brain power by up to 89%, with noticeable results in just days. It's time to take care of your body's most important resource and experience a focus and clarity like never before. Call now to register while space is available and take advantage of Neuroxin's free bottle offer while supplies last. Space is limited, so call now.
Call 800-605-9618. That's 800-605-9618. Free bottles.
Downtown Eugene, Police Chief Chris Skinner says one of those wounded was in critical condition. Julie Ryan, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to The Travel Show, the best 2 hours in radio. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. And joining me today is none other than John Potter himself and Brent Jensen, Vice President of Morris Columbus Travel. Brent, we've known Reiner Marks, the guest in the last hour, Director of Business Development for Viking Cruises. It used to be Viking River Cruises.
Correct.
Now they do ocean, so I think Viking River and Ocean Cruise is probably a little bit long for a company name.
It is, but I'll tell you, when they added the ocean product, it is one of the most unbelievable experiences you'll ever have on the water.
Do you know what was interesting about Viking Ocean Cruises is one of my favorite cruise lines is Crystal. And, I mean, they're flat out fantastic, and they've always gotten the number one in the Condé Nast, which is readers.
Correct.
You know, it's not travel advisors, it's readers of Condé Nast magazine. They have a poll, and you send in your vote. And Crystal always got the number one vote. The year that Viking came out, they'd now sailed 1 year, Viking won the award for the best deluxe luxury cruise product. In 1 year, Crystal was number two. The difference was almost infinitesimal in the numbers.
Well, they certainly deserve it. I've had a chance to sail on Viking Ocean, and it's just probably one of the best experiences I've ever had.
You didn't go hungry, did you?
I did not. I did not lose any weight on that trip, let's just say that.
Yes. You know, my experience, and I just got off a cruise this week, my experience is I go on as a passenger, I come off as cargo.
That is so true.
They use one of those big A-frames, and I'm in the belly of a wench. They put me down there. Hey, listen, when we were talking to Reiner at Viking Cruises, they are doing a promotion because we talked about the Utah Travel Expo, and Reiner will be there.
He will, to both shows.
And it is a ticketed event, $6 a ticket for adults in Salt Lake. St. George is free. The kids 17 and under are free. But we tease that there are some ways to get free tickets, and Viking Cruises is sponsoring some free tickets.
They are. So Larry, this is a great tip for our listeners. So listeners, get ready to write this down. I'm going to give you a tip on how to get free tickets to the travel show. This is courtesy of Viking River, by the way, or Viking Cruises. So if you'll just go to morrismurdoch.com/free, so www.morrismurdoch.com/free, you can print out your own tickets to the travel show for free.
Brian's going to kill you.
He's going to kill me. That's okay. That's okay. Live on the edge is what I always say.
You know, all of those ticket revenue losses are coming out of yours and my salary.
Our paychecks. That's okay. Happy to write the check.
After maybe five or six tickets, we're zeroed out anyway.
Yes. So MorrisMurdoch.com/free. Write that down. Go in today. Print off your free tickets and come join us at the travel show.
Well, we've been talking about cruising, and I surprised my wife at Christmas time. She's coming off chemotherapy. She was diagnosed with cancer last spring. And I know you've been through this with your wife. And she finished chemo in mid-October. They gave her a week off, then went into radiation 5 days a week. And she finished that just before Thanksgiving. Lost all her hair. I mean, just it's just horrific. Just horrific. And now she's coming back, and we'll know in March the effectiveness, but we're feeling really good about it. And as her oncologist said, and I quote him, the treatment for breast cancer these days is wickedly good. And so we're very optimistic. But, you know, she's a lover of travel, a travel junkie like me, and she was sick all the time. So I said, here are some dates, January 4th to the 10th. I want you just to block them out. We're going to go somewhere. And I cleared the trip with her two oncologists and all the safety precautions, but she didn't know where. And so we went and stayed at a friend's house in Oceanside, California for 3 nights. And she didn't know we were going to San Diego till she saw our boarding pass at the airport. I did tell her, this is what you're packing at Christmas. I had four packages she unwrapped, and each one had a clue. But I warned her there was a couple of false clues, just to make it interesting. So after the 3 nights in Oceanside, we went up to San Pedro, which is the pier or port city for Los Angeles. And we boarded the Royal Caribbean Navigator of the Seas, which is, it's like a brand new ship. They did a refurbishment in 2019, and John, they poured $115 million into this ship. It's like brand spanking new. And then it sat idle for 2 years because of the pandemic. It was brand, it smelled like a new car, practically.
Love new ship smell. That's awesome.
Oh, we do. We do. And so I booked us on that. And the Navigator of the Seas, with Royal Caribbean, it's nice to have a West Coast-based ship. They do 3-, 4-, and 7-night cruises to Mexico. So we got on board, and I have to tell you, it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And so what do you see, Brent, and what do you see, John, as the state of cruising in the coming months?
Great question, Larry. So I know that as of late, you know, the cruise lines have taken a little bit of a bad rap for having a, you know, sending people on a cruise in those enclosed environments. But I've heard this from many people. If a cruise ship were a state, it would be the safest state in the union right now.
Why?
Because of all the requirements that they have. You have to be tested. You have to have a negative COVID test. You have to be vaccinated. You have to be boosted in most cases.
I agree with that completely. And on a cruise ship, you can social distance. It was nice when I was on my Alaska cruise, you could go to the buffet and not need to worry about finding a table. There were tables available. The same going into the theater, you didn't need to get there a half hour early to find a seat. So you can social distance on a cruise ship. And so it's, to me, I felt more safe there than going to my local grocery store.
Let me pick up that theme, John, because I've made the same comment that we all have, that I consider cruising, for me, the safest travel option. At the end of the day, everybody has to make their own informed decision. I can only give you my opinion and my experience. Now, about a week or a couple of weeks ago, the CDC came and changed their travel advisory for cruising, basically saying you might want to rethink this, okay? And yet at the same time, They relaxed the mandatory health and safety requirements. Remember, cruises weren't going anywhere. And last summer, they came out, the CDC, with a what was called a conditional sale order, saying you have to do these things. Now, most of the cruise lines went far beyond that. But if you do these things, and fully booked now is about 50%.
Yeah.
So there's some social distancing right there. You can sail, but they are mandatory. Well, so the CDC comes out with, you may want to rethink going on a cruise. Oh, by the way, our mandatory requirements effective January 15th, which is today. You've done so well, they're now at your discretion. Well, none of the cruise lines are relaxing them. They're actually increasing them. So I've said this to people. Kathy and I were just on this cruise. What did we know about our fellow passengers? We knew two things. One is that everyone was fully vaccinated. Now, that's a requirement on the ship. And, you know, I know some people have objections to the vaccine. It's irrelevant. I'm not even discussing the effectiveness of vaccines. It's a requirement. It's like going on an airplane, Brent. I haven't understood why people take off their mask and throw a fit. It's like, you know how this is going to end up.
You knew in advance before you got on that airline that you're going to have to wear a mask.
And you notice it, when you book at with airlines, like at Delta.com, there's a box you have to tick or check saying, I agree to wear a mask.
And now, when you check in for the flight also.
That's right. Anyway, so back to the cruise. What are the two things I know about my fellow cruise passengers that Kathy and I were on the ship this week? One is that everyone, guests and crew, are fully vaccinated. Number two, everyone, guests and crew, have had negative COVID test results no more than 2 days prior to boarding. And I also know that the crew is regularly tested. Now, those are the two things I know about going on a cruise ship, John. Mm-hmm. You mentioned a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the grocery store, what do you know about your fellow shoppers?
Absolutely nothing.
What about at your church?
I know if they're wearing a mask or not.
Yeah. What about your church congregation or going to the jazz game, going to the Rose Bowl, going downtown to City Creek? We don't know anything about our other people that are there. But that's not true on a cruise ship.
It's not. And it's back to what you said at the very beginning, Larry. It's a personal choice for everybody. You know, we all know right now that the Omicron has gone a little bit crazy and we expect it to spike in the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's a personal choice. If you have a cruise booked in the next 2 to 3 weeks, if you choose it, you want to continue to go forward with it, please do so. If you want to postpone it and do it later, the cruise lines have some very relaxed policies right now that would allow that, Larry. So you're never going to lose your money.
Yeah, John, you gave some good advice. Oh, so a week or two ago on the show about don't panic.
Yes. A lot of people are panicking out of emotion. What's going on today is what's going to be going on this summer. No. You know, don't let your emotions drive. Do research. Don't just follow CNN. Follow the CDC. Follow the cruise lines. Follow all kinds of different things and make a constructive, constructive decision. Don't let the emotion overwhelm you. And if, you know, you've got some time, if, you know, look when your penalties start. If your penalties aren't until, you know, 2 months away, wait and see what the policy is. It's not going to cost you any more to cancel today or 2 months from now based on your penalties.
John, talk to me about the importance of travel protection, which some people call travel insurance.
Mm-hmm. I've always been a firm believer in it, even prior to COVID. You never know what life's going to deal with you. I had clients on a cruise in Athens, Greece that had a heart attack and was taken off the ship. If you do not have travel insurance, you're paying all of those medical expenses. And with COVID, if something happens and you get quarantined, if you get the disease, they cover you while you're quarantined. Any medical bills that come up, it's always safe to use travel protection.
You know, to me, I hate paying the premium. But I hate paying the premium on my auto insurance, but I wouldn't dream of driving without it. I think travel protection or travel insurance is absolutely critical. You want to make sure you know what exactly is included and excluded and pay particular attention. Does it cover any COVID-related issues? And look at the emergency evacuation provision. They may have to put you on a private jet to get you home. Is that covered? Well, much more here on the Travel Show. We're going to be heading to South America and the greatest and biggest Inca celebration in the world, right here on the Travel Show.
So what are you looking forward to this year? Your anniversary? An important birthday? Or maybe there's a baby on the way? Jewelry is a great gift for any occasion. And at Shane Company, we have fine jewelry in every price range. Here's an idea. Why not give some beautiful stud earrings? In addition to diamond studs, we have over a dozen colors of sapphires. 3 shades of blue, white, black, pink, green, and more. No one has sapphires as vibrant as ours. And our diamonds are the most brilliant. From gorgeous tennis bracelets to stunning 3-stone rings, you'll see the difference. We have fine jewelry you can personalize too. Get it engraved, add a birthstone, or choose a meaningful charm. For the guys, check out our gold chains, stylish bracelets, and unique rings. Celebrate life's special moments with a gift from Shane Company, tied with a burgundy bow and ready to give.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
According to scientific research, the brain begins to decrease memory and cognitive skills as early as your mid-30s. Recent advances have discovered an incredible memory breakthrough that's been anticipated for years. This discovery has seen memory repair in 21 days or less, with a huge boost in concentration and performance. This memory brain booster is called Neuroxin. Neuroxin is now conducting a national memory research survey on improved brain performance, and you can participate. Participants have witnessed an increase in brain power by up to 89%, with noticeable results in just days. It's time to take care of your body's most important resource and experience a focus and clarity like never before. Call now to register while space is available and take advantage of Neuroxin's free bottle offer while supplies last. Space is limited, so call now.
Call 800-605-9618. That's 800-605-9618.
Extra and subject to change. After term, regular rate supply compares optimized pricing of top carriers. Xfinity Internet required.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. We're just so happy and privileged to spend the weekend with you. We are syndicated throughout the entire Intermountain area, Texas and Florida. Yep, we go from the Rocky Mountains to the Atlantic Ocean. And without you, we wouldn't be here. So thank you very much for joining us. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the Disney dog himself, and we'll be hearing from Pluto in just a moment. Brent Jensen, vice president of Morris Columbus Travel, with us. And later in the show, Dan Hone will be on the air with us talking about the Holy Land, which is now completely opened up in Israel. You, however, are the best part of the show, and we welcome your comments, questions, your recommendations, and experiences. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. Who are we missing today here on the show, John?
Oh, Mr. Carlos.
That's the Argentinian gaucho himself, Carlos Fida, who is to South America what Dan Hone is to the Middle East and the Holy Land. We're so privileged that Morris Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of the Travel Show, to have these travel experts. One of the myths and misunderstandings about South America is that it's all Mexico. Now, I say that because I love Mexico. In fact, in 1, 2, 3 days, I will be in Mexico, in Cancun. I leave for Cancun on Tuesday, come back on Friday, attending a conference down there. But yes, I'll eat lots of tacos while I'm there.
I'm sure you
will.
Thank
you very much. But there's this idea, John, that all of South America is like Mexico.
Yeah.
And the food is like, they have tacos, enchiladas, chile relleno in Argentina or Bolivia.
Yeah,
no,
not true.
The food is varied and excellent. But I think some of the most popular destinations would certainly include Peru, Machu Picchu, the Amazon, Ecuador, and the Galapagos Islands, Argentina, Chile. Each has, and of course, Brazil.
Brazil, yes.
Each has a special draw. One of the most interesting aspects are the varied cultures that we see in South America. And I think everyone can relate to, say, the Aztecs and the Mayans in Mexico and Central America. But in South America, the Incas seem to rule the day. What's interesting is the Inca Empire only lasted about 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's when the conquistadores came in the 1530s. There was ongoing war for about 30, 40 years. The last resistance of the Incas to the conquistadores from España was in 1572. Well, the Inca Pachacutec, who was the king, was the ninth ruler of the Inca Empire, he transformed the Inca Empire with conquests in the Cusco Valley. He introduced irrigation, cultivated terraces, roads, and hospices. In fact, he led the building of what's known even today as the Road of the Incas from Quito all the way to Chile.
That's a long way.
Now, that's from Ecuador through Peru to Chile.
Yeah.
But as a celebration, I'm going to have to ask Dan about this in the next hour because, you know, we've talked about the tradition of Veracoche, mm-hmm. Which is the white-bearded god that is there in the cultures of South America. And we've talked about the Pacific Islanders who had a white-bearded god appear to them. The sun god, or festival of the sun, Inti, was the ancient sun god. They have a festival called Inti Raymi. It was established in 1430 and celebrated every year during the winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a problem. It's celebrated in June. Why is a winter solstice celebrated in June, a summer month?
Well, they're in the Southern Hemisphere, and so that is their summer.
I thought I was going to trip you up on that
one. No, I'm not that bad off.
It's winter in South America. I want to tell you about this Inti Raymi. I've been to it. Carlos and I have attended it. It is the largest Inca celebration in the world. In fact, it's the second largest festival in all of South America. You want to take a guess at the largest?
I don't.
Carnival.
Rio, Carnival in Rio.
Carnival,
yes.
Rio and all of Brazil.
Yeah.
But you've got Inti Raymi. You have tens of thousands of people of Inca descent in costume. There's dancing. There's music. There's food. It is a massive celebration, and it's one day only. This year, it'll be June 22nd. And we actually have one of our tours, Highlights of the Incas, which will be led by one of our South America experts at Morris Columbus Travel, Carol Alegre, June 17 to the 30th. And it will see, of course, Lima and Cusco and Machu Picchu, the Amazon, Lake Titicaca. But because of the timing, and we pick these dates, we will include Inti Raymi. There's nothing like it in the world, the largest gathering of Incas in anywhere in South America or around the world. You mm-hmm. can see the details at mmetours.com. That's for the old Morris Murdoch Escorted Tours. We're going to be coming up with a single website pretty quick with the merger, mmetours.com. Well, stay tuned for hour number two as we take you to the South Pacific and the Holy Land.
According to scientific research, the brain begins to decrease memory and cognitive skills as early as your mid-30s. Recent advances have discovered an incredible memory breakthrough that's been anticipated for years. This discovery has seen memory repair in 21 days or less, with a huge boost in concentration and performance. This memory brain booster is called Neuroxin. Neuroxin is now conducting a national memory research survey on improved brain performance, and you can participate. Participants have witnessed an increase in brain power by up to 89%, with noticeable results in just days. It's time to take care of your body's most important resource and experience a focus and clarity like never before. Call now to register while space is available and take advantage of Naroxon's free bottle offer while supplies last. Space is limited, so call now.
Call 800-605-9618. That's 800-605-9618.
To schedule your free, personalized, and confidential consultation today, or visit revivemenshealth.com to schedule an appointment.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Travel Show, sponsored by Morris Columbus Travel. You'll recall that Morris Columbus Travel, the largest seller of leisure and incentive travel in the entire Intermountain West, was formed by the merger of Morris Murdoch Travel and Columbus Travel, hence the new name, Morris Columbus Travel. There is a new 800 number that what we call a geo router, meaning it will send you to the nearest Columbus office, 800-944, excuse me, the nearest Morris Columbus office, 800-944-8018. 800-944-8018. Now, that's for new callers, and again, it's a geo router, meaning it will take you, if you're calling from, say, Cedar City, as we broadcast on a station down there, it'll route you to the St. George office. If you call from Bountiful, it'll route you to the Bountiful office. However, whatever number you have been calling all of these years to your favorite Morris Murdoch office, to your favorite Columbus office, you can still keep that number, John.
That's right. Absolutely.
And you can keep, so for example, Columbus Travel now is the Morris Columbus Bountiful office.
That's right.
And the Morris Murdoch St. George office is now the Morris Columbus office. And we in Bountiful have a lot of clients in St. George. You are very welcome to keep calling the Bountiful office.
In fact, please do.
Yeah, and you're very welcome to talk to the St. George office.
Yes.
St. George has clients in Salt Lake and Bountiful. Well, you are welcome to keep calling the St. George office, or you're welcome to call the Bountiful office. What's important is that you give us a call at Morris Columbus Travel. And again, that geo number is 800-944-8018. Or better yet, just keep calling the number you have. Now, John, the next big hurdle is a unified website. Because right now we have two websites, which are
ColumbusVacations.com and MMETours.com.
That MME was Morris Murdoch Escorted Tours. John, tell me about the Utah Travel Expo.
Yes, we're 2 weeks away, and it's going to be an exciting time in St. George. It's going to be on the 26th at the Hilton Garden Inn.
That's a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
Admission is free in St. George.
Right. And then the following Friday, Saturday at the Utah or at the Mountain America, Mountain America Expo Center. And we're going to have all kinds of vendors, over 100 different vendors there. We're all everything travel. We look forward to seeing you. And we're going to be broadcasting the show 2 weeks from today, live from down there. And I will be in my Pluto hat.
I was just going to ask, you made me a promise. You know, as we've done this over the years, John has this yellow Pluto hat with big Pluto ears that he always wears during the broadcast. We will get to witness that. Now, the Utah Travel Expo, details at UtahTravelExpo.com, UtahTravelExpo.com. The event in St. George is free, Wednesday, January the 26th. Times and places are all on the website. It's there at the Hilton Garden Inn. In the Salt Lake area at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. And that is a ticketed event. Tickets are $6. Kids 17 and under, bring the family.
Oh, yeah.
Are absolutely free. However, here's an insider secret that I know we're going to get in trouble on, but I don't care. Each of the Morris Columbus agents has a supply of free tickets. And it's not just one or two.
No.
call a Morris Columbus agent and just say, I want free tickets for my entire family. Now, if you're from Colorado City, that could be 60 tickets. Mm-hmm. But that's another story for another day. They've still got some. And they will send you an email where you actually print your tickets. Now, I'm really going to get in trouble. What would happen if I forwarded that to a few of my friends?
That would be no problem at all. We would have no way of knowing that.
I mean,
or if you print out 18,000 tickets, we have no way to know what you've done.
You know, I am blowing up the expected revenue from ticket sales.
Yes. Larry, it's been nice working with you all these years. We'll miss
when
you.
When I come Monday and I find my office boxed up, you know. Anyway, Utah Travel Expo, Carlos and John and I will be broadcasting live. Dan Hoan will be there also. In fact, let me just introduce Dan. Dan and I have been friends since we were in our early 20s.
And just after Noah.
That's right. That's right. I think as I read the Bible, it was Ham, Japheth, and Dan.
And Larry.
And Larry there. Anyway, we're going to be there. Dan and I will be doing a presentation. Dan is, in my view, absolutely the smartest man I've ever known on all things Middle East. And he's consulted with governments over there about the state of affairs. It goes on and on. Got his degree in Israel from an Israeli university, lived over there. Anyway, he's an expert there. Dan and I'll be doing a seminar. Now, the seminars are all listed on the website, but I'll be doing four of them. And on Friday at 5 o'clock, Carlos and I will be doing an in-depth discussion of South America, what to see, what to avoid. On Friday at 7 p.m., I am so excited about this, we will be talking about Asia and the legends of Siam. Now, you, Mr. Potter, have been beating me up because you keep getting calls about Thailand. Every
yes.
year, I take a group of 36 only. I will not go above 36. And we usually have hundreds of inquiries of the most comprehensive, in-depth to the Kingdom of Thailand with an option to Angkor Wat.
Yeah.
And I just finished the brochure. Don't call yet because we will introduce that tour next week. But we'll be talking about Asia, a Japan program I have, Cambodia and Vietnam. All of that, that's Friday at 7 p.m. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, Jim Gee and I will introduce the Great Migration to Africa. And then on Saturday at 3 o'clock, Dan Hoan and I will be talking about the Holy Land. And Dan, that's more than just Israel.
That's right. That includes Egypt. That includes Jordan. These areas that we'll be visiting just as well.
How much of the New Testament was actually in Jordan? Well, present-day Jordan.
Well, of course, that's the land of Perea. The Savior, even the last times that he, just before his crucifixion, the place he came through and from was Perea. That is the east side of the Jordan River.
You know, we believe he was baptized at Beth Arbara, which is a river. It's part of the Jordan that separates present-day Jordan and Israel. I wonder if he came from the Israeli side or the Jordanian side. Don't know.
Actually, tradition has it that his baptism took place on the Jordanian side, that was Bethany beyond the Jordan. Beth Barah was also called Bethany beyond the Jordan, which means it was on the east side of the Jordan.
All of this and more. We'll be talking, Dan, more about the Holy Land. Hey, listen, we got about 2 minutes, Pluto. What's going on with Disney?
Well, we talked last hour about the Inti-Raymi Festival in Peru. Well, how about the Lunar New Year, not the Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year at Disneyland California Adventure Park? It's the Year of the Tiger, and so they have the Lunar New Year. So I was right, the Lunar New Year, January 21st through February 13th. They're going to have all kinds of fun things down there. They've got...
Are you going to be there?
I would like to. It depends on if my boss will give me some time to get away after the travel expo.
Denied.
They're going to have some of the four festive Lunar New Year marketplaces. They're going to have special food at the Paradise Garden Grill. Of course, merchandise, entertainment, everything based on the Lunar New Year. So again, January 21st through February 13th at Disneyland in the California Adventure Park. So that's going to be a fun time. And then on select Disney cruises, you are getting a half-price deposit. So instead of paying a normal 20% deposit, it's only a 10% deposit to hold your Disney cruise.
Well, you can get all the Disney details from any of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel. Finally, I want to invite you to join me on my YouTube travel channel. Yes, it's the Getaway Guru, youtube.com/getawayguru. It's free of charge. Just hit the subscribe, then hit the notifications. No, you won't get an email or a text. It'll merely say the next time you sign up, a note will pop on your screen. Larry's posted a new video. I've posted over 50 travel videos. I've got some more coming up. youtube.com/getawayguru. Hey, when we come back, we're headed to my second home in the South Pacific, the South Seas, and then we'll head up to Japan for a unique tour here on The Travel Show.
If you're tired of big cable bills, you can get Newsmax TV for free. Millions are watching Newsmax, available now on major cable systems or for free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. Find it streaming on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, and more. 7 million Americans have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. It takes just seconds, then watch us anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why. Start watching today.
At Morgan Jewelers, we make the impossible possible.
That's a strong statement, Taylor.
But it's true, bro.
Okay, example?
Yeah, we offer our own in-house financing. So as long as you have a job, we can approve you to get the diamond piece or the engagement ring you really want.
Ooh, good example. Yours today, a year to pay.
It's been our family's commitment since 1914.
I suppose we do make the impossible possible.
Find the location nearest you at morganjewelers.com.
The Utah Travel Expo, presented by Morris Columbus Travel, with over 80 cruise lines, resorts, and tour companies with exclusive discounts, including Delta Vacations, information seminars, and hourly prize drawings, Friday and Saturday, January 28 and 29, at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Utah Travel Expo tickets at utahtravelexpo.com.
Come on and get away, Morris Columbus.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate.
Used vehicles and two great brands. Come see them off Kimball Junction and across from the outlet malls. Drive a little, save a lot.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru, joined by the Disney dog, John Potter, and Dan Hone is in studio. Welcome, Dan. Shalom.
Shalom.
We'll be hearing from Dan in the next segment about what's going on in the Holy Land with Israel completely and wide open to visitors, and one of the safest countries in the world right now.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It really is. I want to focus on one of my favorite areas, John, the South Pacific. And I want to mention something just in passing, that about a year ago, we introduced on this radio show a unique cruise that departs Honolulu May 19th of this year.
Yes.
And it's a 13-night sailing to Tahiti, visiting almost everything in between.
Yeah.
And it sold out pretty quickly.
It really did.
One of the things we've learned is that people's plan, when you book a year in advance, people's plans change. It may be a family issue. It may be grandkids going to college, military, missions, whatever. I mean, a
weddings.
Lot of weddings, and then someone's health fails.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Right.
And so what I've said, if you're looking at a tour, find out when the final payment is. Because this is what happens. Prices are not fixed. I mean, a lot of things are fixed in life, maybe your mortgage or something, but not with travel. As the inventory or available seats, cabins, hotel rooms get smaller, what happens to the prices?
They go up. Supply and demand.
Yeah, it's called Economics 101, mm-hmm. Supply and demand. We saw this on this Hawaii to Tahiti cruise where, frankly, prices went up 50%.
Yes.
I look at what I paid for my balcony cabin, and I got in early, and what it's costing today is about a 50% increase. That's a lot of money.
It is.
But here's the insider secret. People can cancel for a variety of reasons. Sometimes there's a cancellation penalty, sometimes they're not. Know your terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens on every cruise, every tour, is as you get to the final payment, people, for a variety of reasons, drop out.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, you'll see the prices trend down again. If you're interested in joining me on this.
And me.
And John. If you're nice to me, John, yes. I still have some influence at the office.
You need somebody to carry your bags, Larry.
Thank you very much. You'll be my ship boy. And if you're interested in this, we visit Oahu, Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island, cross the equator, relaxing days in the South Seas. We sail through the Marquesas Islands, the Tuamotu Islands, the Society Islands, Bora Bora, Moorea, and on to the fabled island of Tahiti.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like it. They don't do this. The last time they did this was 2016. I was on that ship, by the way. It's one of the privileges of ownership, Dan, is that I pick who escorts what tour. So it's kind of like this. John, we've got this tour to Tahiti in January, South Pacific cruise, which we have January of next year. I think I'll take that. John, we have a junior high band festival in Lizard Nose, North Dakota in January. You'll love it.
Yeah.
You're going to escort them.
Yeah, that's how it always works. It's weird that Larry and I are on the same cruise this time.
I know. I think you just went ahead and did it.
I got you in a brief moment.
In a moment of weakness. Anyway, if you're interested in joining us, the final payment is early next week. Call midweek.
Yeah.
And then keep checking, because if a lot of people change their plans or rebook to something else, you're going to see downward trending.
I looked up the prices this morning, and they're starting at $28.99, which isn't bad. They've come down from where they've been, but I think they'll go a little bit lower.
That's an inside.
An inside cabin.
I expect that to drop considerably.
Yes.
And for this cruise, you want a balcony, or at least a ocean view window. You know, we're talking about the South Pacific. I don't want to confuse anyone. That trip, Honolulu to Tahiti, is May of this year.
Yes, May 19th.
We've also got a South Pacific cruise unlike anything I've ever seen, which is January 14th of next year, a year from yesterday.
From now. Mm-hmm.
A year from yesterday. And it's a one time only. In my 40 plus years, I've never seen this itinerary. It's with Celebrity Cruise Lines, which is a premier cruise line.
They're very wonderful.
Very, very upscale. We visit New Zealand, Samoa, Fiji, and Tonga. Who goes to Tonga?
Celebrity once.
One time. And so we'll sail round trip from Auckland. We make two stops in Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
We visit Suva, Lautoka, on the island of Viti-Levu. You know there's over 330 islands in Fiji?
Yes.
And only a handful are inhabited.
Yeah. Beautiful.
One of the fun things you can do there is rent a boat and a captain take you, and you literally have your Adam and Eve, unspoiled island that is all yours. White powdery sand beach. From Fiji, we cross the international date line into Samoa. Now we visit both Apia, which is Western Samoa, and Pangopango, which is American Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll visit the island of Upolu, which is one of my favorites. By the way, Robert Louis Stevenson is buried there.
Yeah.
We continue on to Tonga. We visit the island of Tongatapu. There are four major islands there: Tongatapu, Ha'apai, Eawa, and I forgot the last one, Vava'u. We're visiting Nuku'alofa and Tongatapu, and then back to New Zealand. John, I've never seen anything like this.
I haven't either. That is a great itinerary.
Well, call today for the best rates before the prices come up. And we have some discount airfares, but I can't tell you about those. Why?
They're not out for sale yet.
Yeah, airlines only publish fares up to 11 months of your round-trip travel. So I'm expecting we get back January 26th, end of February, early March, we'll have the airfares. But now is the time to book Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, New Zealand. Journey to the heart of Polynesia. And yes, John, you will be in the office. I will be escorting this tour. More to come on The Travel Show.
Men, your health isn't about any one problem. Whether you're struggling with your weight or dealing with symptoms of low testosterone or ED, you need a specialized healthcare professional who understands the big picture. So, I want to tell you about Revive Men's Health. For the last 10 years, Revive Men's Health has helped tens of thousands of men with clinically backed treatments for low T and ED. Now, Revive Men's Health is bringing this breakthrough approach to weight loss. Revive will create a weight loss plan specifically for you, built on custom nutrition and metabolism-boosting treatments that are backed up by ongoing support to make sure you keep that weight off. Revive Men's Health specializes in custom treatments. So what are you waiting for? This month only, Revive Men's Health is offering free initial consultations and an exclusive weight loss offer. Bring in a friend and you'll save 25% when you both start your weight loss program. Call 844-4-REVIVE to schedule.
Officials say 90% of the building in Passaic collapsed following Friday night's massive blaze. Julie Ryan, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, one of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of The Travel Show. We're joined in this segment by one of my dearest friends, Dan Hone. He and I have known each other almost 50 years. We actually sat in classes together at Brigham Young University and have followed similar but different career paths. Both involved travel. Of course, I went on and worked in the airline and travel industry. Dan, I always embarrass you, Dan. I really do, and he's blushing right now. He is the most humble man I know, a character trait I've never been accused of, and, of course, graduated and got his graduate degree in Israel. He was one of the founding members of the Near Eastern Center for Studies, we call the Jerusalem Center, BYU Jerusalem Center, was 32 years with the BYU Department of Ancient Scripture and BYU Travel Study, lived in Israel for 9 or 10 years. Family lived there most of the time with him. And what's so much fun is Dan and I go to the Holy Land together. We lead tours together. Some tours Dan takes, some that we go together on as the escorts. But it's walking through the old city of Jerusalem. And people say, "Hello, Brother Dan," all the time. And it's, Dan, welcome to The Travel Show.
Thank you, Larry. And by the way, we were talking on Wednesday, and I realized you applied for a Jerusalem Study Abroad program in 1972-73.
Yeah.
That's the one I went on, and we could have been roommates. We could have been roommates. It was only two years after we met each other.
Yeah, we go way back on that. Dan Hone, who is, you know, it's very funny. You retired from BYU, Department of Ancient Scripture, and the travel study. You found that retirement was not all it was cracked up to be. He's an adjunct professor in the Department of History and Political Science at Utah Valley University, and also the director of the Travel Studies Institute. It's an interesting website, travelstudiesinstitute.org. Well, Dan, let's talk about the Holy Land. It's been in the news a lot. We'll get into why I consider Israel maybe the safest country other than being a hermit on the North Pole right now. So let's talk about the Holy Land. Now, the Holy Land is Egypt, Jordan, and Israel. But let's do a focus right now on Israel. It's open.
That's exactly right. They just fairly declared it open. U.S. is no longer a red country. And as a result of that...
Now, some of our Democratic friends might take exception to being a red country. They'd like us to be a blue country.
That's right.
All right, anyway.
We're taken off that list. Israel has spent the last 2 years preparing for this tourism. They're doing everything they can to make this appealing. There's a lot of new sites and locations and safe. I don't know of a country in the world where you could find greater personal safety.
What percent of the adult population is vaccinated now? It's like 70, 80%?
It's about 80% now, nearly 80. And that's with both vaccines. And most of those have the booster now, too.
Okay, the country is open. Talk to me about the health and safety of a visit. And I want straight talk. I don't want sales talk. I want straight talk. The health and safety issues. So that's on everybody's mind. Talk to me about Israel.
Well, Israel still has very strict requirements going in. Of course, you need the vaccinations and so forth. As far as safety goes in the country, just frankly, Israel is, as I said, I feel safer, really, than I do in here in Utah, in some of the places, particularly here in Salt Lake. I would feel safer anywhere in Israel than I do in the United States here, in any of the major cities, and even in the local cities here in Salt Lake.
You know, we see a lot of tours, and Israel, Egypt, and Jordan is not a place that I recommend people do on their own.
No.
Now, you can go as a couple or as a family, but have a licensed guide with you.
That's right.
You don't want to wander. You and I are among the few people who actually wander on our own, will rent a car on our own, and drive anywhere
And you have to remember, my master's degree over there was in historical geography, biblical history. And so I know that land like the back of my hand. And still, if I'm recommending it to family or friends, I say go with the group first. If you want to go back a second time, but remember, it's very expensive to rent a car.
To go on your own.
Very expensive. And you would miss so many different things that a group picks up, and some places you can't enter without being with a group.
Well, let's talk about our groups. You know, Dan and I lead tours together, and some Dan takes. You can see the details at columbusvacations.com. Columbusvacations.com. We also have some excellent guides. You know, Joel is a friend of ours and others that take groups. And you can see those details at mmetours.com. At some point, folks, we're going to have one website as a result of the Morris-Columbus merger. But Dan and I are listed still on the Columbus site, columbusvacations.com and mmetours.com. for some excellent tour guides. So let's talk about how to pick the best tour. Because, you know, one of the things is you don't know what you don't know. Everybody will visit the Sea of Galilee.
Okay.
You know, everybody will visit Jerusalem. Everybody will fly into Tel Aviv. But beyond that, there are so many red flags out there. I'll tell you one. I've seen some tours. I haven't seen one that I'd say, oh, that is really, really bad. But I see some that I would not recommend. So you and I were talking the other day, some, call it a checklist of things on how to pick your Holy Land tour and guide.
Of course, we'll cover these more when we have the Travel Expo.
Right.
But nonetheless, let me give you five things that I considered very important. Who you travel with, that is the agency you go with.
The company that the puts
company
it together.
That does it, the tour host, instructor, and your local guide. In addition to that, what's on the itinerary and when does it go? Compare those things.
In other words, time of year. What are the best times of year to visit Israel?
Actually, exactly when we're planning our trips right now. And that's true of all the Morris Murdoch trips. Almost all of them go either spring or fall.
And you can have a good time anytime.
Any time of the year.
I really like March, April, and May, the earlier part of May. And then September, October, even November, what we do is try to avoid major holidays.
That's
Sukkot,
exactly
Passover,
right.
Rosh Hashanah. And the people say, oh, Larry, it'd be so exciting to be in Jerusalem for Passover. No, it would not.
No, it's not.
You can't move in the city.
And you can't get any leavened bread of any kind.
Everything is closed. No, you don't want to be there. And the hotel rates go crazy.
That's right.
You know, one of the interesting things about hotels during Shabbat, which is the Sabbath on Saturday, or during some of the holy festivals, you know, we mentioned Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah and Passover and others, is, and I'm saying this just factually, please don't misunderstand me that I'm making fun of anyone. I'm not. It's just the way it is. You go to a hotel elevator, well, pushing a button which causes, I mean, the ancient prohibition was to light a match, light a fire.
Yeah, you can't kindle a spark.
Kindle a spark, and that's work. And so, you know, meals. Yeah.
And electricity kindles sparks.
Yeah. Now, what you can do is you can't turn on a light. But you can turn it on before Shabbat starts Friday night and just leave it on for 24
Either that,
hours.
Or, you know, put timers on
timers
it.
On it. Or have a Gentile.
Same with your oven and your refrigerator. Or you can tape the light on the refrigerator before the Sabbath. So when you open the refrigerator, there's no light that comes on.
Or you could ask a Gentile to do it for you, and that's okay.
And on elevators,
this is what
it
I was
stops
get to.
At every single floor.
And so you'll see at some hotels, there'll be a sign on Shabbat that says the Sabbath or Shabbat elevator, normal elevator, where you push it for us Gentiles, you know.
Yeah.
But on the Shabbat elevator, it may be 15 floors, and you stop at every, because you don't kindle a spark.
That's right.
By pushing a button. Anyway, so you want to know what's a good time to go. The summertime can get very, very hot. And what's interesting, other than Jerusalem, because of its elevation, you have some serious humidity around the. You get to the Dead Sea, you've got some serious humidity going on there. So I like the spring, particularly when the. You know, everybody sees Israel, these brown pictures, but that's not how it is in the spring
or
late in the fall.
No, in fact, I remember sitting out on the Judean wilderness and seeing it look like a purple carpet.
Now, these from wildflowers.
From wildflowers, just pure wildflowers. And you and I, when we were there just a couple of years ago, remember it was almost so green it almost
as
burned
green
our eyes.
As Ireland with that. Hey, we got about 1 minute left. I'm going to hold you over into the next segment, but we have. Be real careful of the company that puts it together and who your host is, the time of year. What else have you got?
Check out the prices, compare itineraries, and also what the tour host is doing. You can have two buses and one highlighter, and you need to know that.
This is one thing I have said, and no disrespect to anyone, but I see some of these highlighters, marquee names, popular speakers, and they'll have two or three buses and they jump between. Folks, this is Trust Larry time. Don't do it. But that's one thing that we do. We keep it to one bus.
And really three hosts.
Yeah.
Plus our wives.
Dan, Larry, and then a local guide. We have three hosts for one bus. We like to keep our groups about 40-ish. On a 60-passenger
And then we
bus.
Provide guest lectures along the way in the evenings. The last thing I think you need to consider is what information is provided before, during, and after.
And after. We're talking to Dan Hone, who is one of our expert Holy Land guides. Can you stay over to the next segment?
Sure.
We'll talk.
Happy to.
I want to talk a little bit about Egypt and Jordan and remind folks that Dan and I will be doing a seminar at the Utah Travel Expo Saturday. That's January the 29th at 3 p.m. at the Mountain America Expo Center. We come back more of the Holy Land, Egypt, Jordan, and Israel with Dan Hone and me, the Getaway Guru.
The Utah Travel Expo, presented by Morris Columbus Travel, with over 80 cruise lines, resorts, and tour companies with exclusive discounts, including Delta Vacations, information seminars, and hourly prize drawings, Friday and Saturday, January 28 and 29, at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Utah Travel Expo tickets at utahtravelexpo.com.
Come on and get away, Morris Columbus.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
At Morgan Jewelers, we make the impossible possible. That's a strong statement, Taylor. But it's true, bro. Okay, example? Yeah, we offer our own in-house financing. So as long as you have a job, we can approve you to get the diamond piece or the engagement ring you really want.
Ooh, good example. Yours today, a year to pay.
It's been our family's commitment since 19...
19- to inspire thought and action. Listen to the Meat Eater podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru, joined by John Potter with Morris Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of the show. And again, that GeoRouter number, the new number for that will send you geographically to the nearest Morris Columbus office, 800-944-8010. We also encourage you, if you've worked well with any of the Morris Columbus offices, stick with it, regardless of where you live, and you can continue to use the number you always have. I'm also here with Dan Hone, my dear friend and tour host.
Shalom, ma'salami.
Much salami. We escort tours together. Want to remind you about UtahTravelExpo.com. And what are those dates, John?
January 26th, which is a Wednesday in St. George from 11 to 6. And then Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th of January, at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday.
And you can find all the seminars and vendors. There will be over 100 travel-related companies and over 80 airlines, cruise lines, resorts, and tour operators there. It's the biggest, the brightest, and the best travel expo in the entire Intermountain area. All the details at UtahTravelExpo.com. And remember our insider secret. If you want some free tickets, it's free in St. George, but it's a purchase ticket in Salt Lake, but you can skip the line. Call your Morris Columbus Travel Advisors. Each one of them has a supply of free tickets in the form of a link. And if you want to forward that link to someone, just go right ahead. You know, we'll show them. I'm going to lose my job. Okay, and I, again, a reminder about my travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru. youtube.com/getawayguru. And I've posted over 50 videos there. It's a lot of fun. Hit the subscribe button and then hit on the little bell. Think Liberty Bell. That's all notifications. And again, that is not, you're not going to get no phone calls, emails, or texts related to this. What all notifications means is the next time we post a video and you sign into YouTube, it'll simply tell you, hey, the Getaway Guru has a new video up. But I've got 50 right now, and they're a lot of fun. Okay, Dan, we were talking about the Holy Land and the checklist. Very briefly, hit that checklist of how to pick your Holy Land. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about Egypt and Jordan. Oh, I'm going to mention, you and I are hosting a tour April 27th of this year. Israel is wide open, and I consider it the safest country in the world with respect to COVID. Mm-hmm. Politically, I consider it safe. We'd love to have you with us. We leave the United States April 27th. You'll return home May the 9th. Dan and I and Hassan, our local guide, it's one bus, we'll all be there. Our tours are so different. They're so unique. So in the, what, 2 or 3 minutes we have left, would you just review the checklist and then talk about why our tours are different? And I'll even try and slip in, what, March of next year, you're taking a Nile River cruise.
Okay, again, just that quick list. Who you travel with, that is the agency you go with, who the tour hosts are, get acquainted with them. And contact them. You can do that. Morris Columbus has some outstanding, well-trained tour hosts and instructors on the tours. And also know who your local guide is. They should be able to tell you that. So that
the local guide in country.
In country. And then what's on the itinerary and when does it go? That is, the time of year is very important. And compare itineraries. If they just say we'll view such and such, but they don't stop, there's a big difference. For instance, in Nazareth, a lot of groups only stop to see the precipice, never go into the city because of the heavy traffic stuff there. Do they go to Nazareth Village? Probably not. That's one of the things you and I do.
This Nazareth Village up in Nazareth is a recreated village as it would have appeared at the time of Jesus.
With people living
there. With people living there in costume. We have a lunch of typical foods from 2,000 years ago. By the way, they ate very well.
Not only that, the food's not 2,000 years old, just no. Menu.
and they cook it traditionally.
That's right. Okay, also, what are your accommodations? Where are they located? How close are they to the sites you want to see? You know, that's what I like about our tours, is that most of the tours are located just right there close. And when does it go? As I said, where are they located? Check out the prices versus the itinerary and your tour hosts. And what information is provided before you go, while you're on tour, and after you return? We give guest lectures and things on the tours that we have outside of the touring that are optional with rabbis and others.
Sadly, we're coming to the end of the show and we haven't covered Jordan or Egypt. I want to remind you, at the Utah Travel Expo in Salt Lake, Dan will be there. And on Saturday, January the 29th at 3 o'clock, we will have an in-depth discussion and PowerPoint presentation. We'll review how to pick it and some of the highlights of Jordan, Egypt, and Israel, including the Nile River cruise that Dan will be taking March of next year. Dan, thanks so much for joining
us, Larry,
on the travel show. We love you. Hey, folks, we'll be back next Saturday with more, maybe even a special edition of the travel show. Have a great week.
it's Abby, and it really is crazy to think how much I rely now on exceptional internet access. And Xfinity delivers more than just fast internet speed. It gives me reliable in-home Wi-Fi coverage, powering all of my devices in the home with ease. You can also save right now up to $400 a year on wireless when you add Xfinity Mobile, and get nationwide 5G included at no extra cost. I use it for everything, booking my travel, video chatting with family, watching movies and shows, and of course, a little bit of shopping. So get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and see how you can save up to $400 on wireless when you add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 3/31/21. Restrictions apply. New Connect Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes and fees extra and subject.